Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. It is Friday, and I tell you what, you know, when you analyze things, when you look back and you say, where has my week gone? You start to realize that if you've taken time to journal, if you've taken time to focus morning and noon and night, that you can open up that journal, you can look back and say, this is what I accomplished. However, if you haven't done that, if there's something about your life that you're afraid of, then today's talk, today's series is gonna benefit you. This is a book we started yesterday, Conquer Fear, a unique blend of psychology and theology to change your belief and thus your results. It's by Lisa Jimenez, and I tell you, I just love this gal because it's nuts and bolts. You know, what she writes can benefit everybody under the sun. Sadly, most of us do not focus on this. If you're new to Radio for Your Mind, my name is Troy Dooley. I'm the co-host, along with my buddy Jim Gilhouse, who joins us on some days. He is the actual host and founder of Aces Radio Live. It airs nationwide, 5 p.m. on Friday afternoons. That's Central Standard Time. You're going to want to listen into that show. We have a blast. We just have an awesome time. And our whole focus, our whole goal is to give back to the direct marketing profession. When you're listening to this show, we pick different books. Sometimes it's nuts and bolts, like Chet Holmes' book that we just finished up, The Ultimate Sales Machine, giving you the strategies and the tactics in order to go out and build your business. Other times, it's a book just like Lisa's, where we dig into the underlying belief system, what it is that you need to do, and give you that personal development. Today, we're talking about the power of your belief system. And I tell you, listen to what Lisa writes in this opening paragraph. I thought this was powerful. She says, your beliefs are the driving force behind your behaviors. Belief sends powerful messages to your brain that affect your actions and thus their outcome in either a positive or a negative way. Now think about that again. Let me read that because this is good before we go on. Your beliefs are the driving force behind your behaviors. Beliefs send powerful messages to your brain that affect your actions and thus the outcome in either a positive or a negative way. Your beliefs will cause you to do one of two things, be fearful and retract, or empower and act. Your nervous system controls everything that you do. And what sparks that nervous system are those internal beliefs that Lisa's talking about. Your eyes see it, your brain reacts, it hits the nervous system, and then it shuts down or it moves you forward. 99.9% of the human race, if somebody pulls a gun and points it at them, they freeze. It has been a belief system that has been ingrained that a gun pointed at you is a bad thing. Every now and then you come across people who, when they have a gun pointed at them, they take action. You can see this on news clips. You can see this everywhere. But it's a small percentage. When you take it from that extreme and put it backwards, words become the most powerful thing. If you hear the word fire and then a bell rings, you run out the door in panic. Our belief system is what is ingrained in us. And that's what we've got to look at. Listen to what she writes. Success takes two ingredients, belief and time. The more belief you have, the less time it takes. Your belief system causes you to either retreat and repel success or to act and attract opportunity and success. Now here comes the big part, and this is what I want you to hear. Tom Hopp teaches this. Your belief system was taught to you by society, peers, family, life experiences, environment, and many other smaller influences. See, that's the key. You are a product of your surroundings. You're a product of what you put into your brain. The Bible says if you think it, you've done it. And the reason is because when you start thinking and analyzing it, the next thing you know, you act on it. We have these hate bills in America. Don't kill this person. Don't kill that person. Don't treat this person bad. Well, inside we should all know that. But because we've all been raised with different belief systems, sometimes laws have to be enacted. It makes you ponder this. But let's look at the making of the belief system, then we're going to dig even deeper into it. Your parents and family. I told you guys in the past, we've talked about it on this show. I grew up in a family that was classified a blue-collar union family, very connected to organized crime in Kansas City because organized crime ran the unions. It just made sense. Everything that I grew up with was with violence. If you wanted to get your point across, you used violence. If you wanted to get your point across, you raised your voice. It wasn't until I became an adult, gave my life to the Lord, that I started realizing there was an alternative to that. It's called compromise. Just in the old days, compromise meant you thumped somebody. You're always going to be raised that way. I told you in the past that my parents would say, look at those rich people driving that car. Look at them. You know, they had to screw somebody in order to become that rich. That was the mindset I grew up with. So I self-sabotaged my success because I didn't want to be known as a rich person. I don't know why I live on an island, one of the most beautiful places in the world. You can overcome these limiting beliefs. Second is society's influences. Now, society, this is really weird. This is really different. You know, when I was growing up in Kansas City, we had a place called 12th Street. And today there's a gigantic hotel that sits on this whole block. But at that time, 12th Street had the sex parlors. It had the strip clubs. It had the adult bookstores. Had all this stuff. And that was taboo. It was called the red light district. You could go down there and all these from a distance, these sexy girls were walking the streets. You get up close and they'd smile with no teeth. Hookers. Society back then said, oh, that's taboo. Put it down there. Nowadays, it's very hard to find a strip club anymore. Sad to say, the world has changed. Now they're called gentlemen's clubs. Couples are welcome. You can find them in major parts of the city right next to a beautiful, great restaurant. Sometimes they're attached. You know, when you look at society, you start to see it influences. It used to be when I was in the Marine Corps that tattoos were taboo. If you saw a girl with a tattoo, she probably would say, I do, at any given time. Nowadays, everybody has tattoos. They wear tattoos as a brand. They wear tattoos as a symbol. Used to be that only girls wore earrings. Now people have piercings in places we can't talk about on the radio. You know, when you look at society, you see the influence. I read an article today, and it was talking about the fact that men and women, doesn't matter, have the right to wear their jeans down past their butts. It used to be we made fun of the plumber's crack. Now there is no crack. The whole butt hangs out. Society will influence you. Life circumstances could be a big one. I grew up with a mom that had been diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. She had a variety of personalities. Some days I would get beat, and she would say, this hurts me worse than it hurts you, and I never did understand that. At other times, she would tell me she loved me while she was calling me different names. One flashpoint was when I was 5 years old and she'd bought me Aquaman swim trunks and I wore them to school for show and tell. It's amazing I didn't turn out to be a Chippendale dancer. But I got home and I'm telling her what I did and she spanked me because it embarrassed her that I would open up my pants and show off my swim trunks. Life circumstances. A lot of times men will not go out and talk to women about sales, and the reason that they don't is because they don't want to feel rejected no matter what the situation, and somewhere in their past they had been rejected. A lot of people in direct sales don't make it because they take rejection personally instead of realizing it's part of a process. Life circumstances will control you. Listen to what Lisa says on this. It is the beliefs that you have about success that creates an incredible, very real, very evident fear of success. This kind of fear is the most powerful form of bondage. The fear bondage rooted by negative beliefs about success and failure is the one thing that will cause you to sabotage your success and never achieve what you really want. I studied that because I was that person. I would set, and from the time I was about 16 years old, I started reading self-help books. I wanted to be better. I read Think and Grow Rich. I read How to Win Friends and Influence People. I read every business book I could come up with. I studied and studied and studied and studied. I have launched some very successful businesses. I've grown great organizations. I've been proud of them. They're still in existence today. But I remember one specific time in my life. I was getting out of the Marine Corps. I had the opportunity to create in the Midwest a bail bond agency that would actually be run just like a network marketing company. It would have a compensation plan. Very quickly, we grew to be a very large organization. Things were going good. I had on my blueprint, on my wall, on my whiteboard, I wanted to be a millionaire by the age of 25. And by the age of 25, on paper, I was worth millions. We had done it. By the age of 26, that business had been sold to my VP because my goals didn't go any further than that. I was scared of what might be next. It took me years to figure this out. It may take you less time because we're sharing books just like Lisa's here that constantly to help you. Here's some negative beliefs, some things that we say to ourselves because this is the way we were really raised and how we do this. Have you ever made these statements? I'm too old. I'm too young. There's never enough time. Love hurts. There are no good men left. Can't trust women. Boy, I've got a whole journal on that one from a time in my life. I don't deserve that. I work better under pressure. Successful people are always busy. Selling is hard. Nobody likes a salesman. I can't lose weight. Millionaires are selfish. The list goes on and on. Do any of those relate? Here's what Lisa writes on this. These negative belief barriers are powerful motivators that will actually cause you to repel success. The problem isn't just your fear. No, your fear represents a powerful self-limiting belief. And until your beliefs are identified and replaced with empowering beliefs, no amount of positive thinking will help you create and attain success. I love that. That's what's wrong with the law of attraction. It's not that the concept isn't correct. It's that most people that teach it from a positive thinking standpoint. Listen to what Lisa says here. Until your beliefs are identified and replaced with empowering beliefs, no amount of positive thinking will help you create and attain success. That's so powerful. If you don't get anything else but that, it will change everything. Let's look at the truth. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about the first five truths of fear. Here's the sixth one. Your everyday habits are broadcasting your belief system, your fear, and the unmet needs loud and clear. Now understand, in 15 minutes, I cannot cover the true meat and potatoes of this chapter. You need to go buy Lisa's book, Conquer Fear. You can also go to her website, rx-success.com, rx-success.com. This stuff is great. Listen to what she writes. Your behaviors are broadcasting hidden messages of negative beliefs, fear, and unmet needs. Psychology explains that behind every behavior lies a reason. Freud said, we are insatiable beings and we always get our needs met. We will get these needs met in a healthy conscious way, or we will get them met in an unhealthy subconscious way. There's four human needs. Period. I've got a training that I do on this, but there's four human needs, and she writes them very eloquently in here. Attention, or what we know as love. Excitement, or what I say the need for uncertainty. Control, or what I call the need for certainty, and I know that sounds kind of like they're contradictory, but they're not. And solitude. You know, you look at that and you say, wow, you know, this is pretty powerful. Listen to what Lisa writes in here, because she does such a great job, and I'll expand on it, but listen to this. When you need more attention and you're not getting it on a healthy level, you will subconsciously behave in a way that will get that need met. I live that every day, and it's not me personally. It's not my beautiful wife of 23 years. It's my two granddaughters who are two, and they make it very clear when they need the attention. They need that met. And you look at that, it's like, wow, man, that's kind of straightforward, and it is. So as an adult, do me a favor. Stop acting like a two-year-old. Okay, if you need attention, then find a healthy, positive way to get it. There is no doubt, I think, in anybody's mind that Troy Dooley and Jim Gilhouse love attention. And the reason this is very clear is because we are two of the craziest guys that are saying, let's do radio shows, let's go do videos and put them up on the internet. Okay, obviously we love the attention. But did you ever realize that that's really not our motivating need? See, our motivating need is not the attention as much as it is the uncertainty, the excitement of knowing that we're out here helping other people. See, we never know if we're going to have somebody on the show that people like or hate. But we know that if that person's out there and we can get them on the show, their story can be heard and we can help serve them. That's a huge deal to us. You ever realize that what we do in our real-world life experience, not just on the radio show, but in what we've done growing up, is to serve. Jim was in the Army. He served the American people. He gets retired. He still wants to serve. He starts helping people learn to become better pilots. He gets into network marketing to help serve other people. I'm in network marketing. I was in the Marine Corps. We are servant leaders. That's what we like. It's the excitement of that uncertainty. Listen to what Lisa writes. If you're a person who values adventure and loves excitement and are not getting it, you may be meeting this through the adrenaline rush from being late or overextending yourself. Man, I've got 14 videos I need to shoot today, and I'm only going to get three of them done. And I still have to take Jetty out on a field trip. I've got to go to a chiropractic appointment. I've got to get ready for my anniversary tomorrow. It's always that last-minute stuff. It's the excitement, the adrenaline rush. Told you that we liked excitement. You know, this is the kicker. Some people need more control, and here's what Lisa wrote. When you need more control over your life, you will behave in a way to gain more control. Often these ways can be unhealthy and not beneficial. People that become narcissists are this way. They want to control it all. They also want the attention, and that's what they do. It's amazing when I started reading through her book. And then there's those of us that want solitude, and you know what happens? Well, let me read what Lisa wrote, because as a lady, I think she can get this better than I can. She writes, Beth got home before her husband that evening. She was tired from all the demands at work and looking forward to some time alone. When Tim came home, Beth immediately instigated an argument. The next thing she knew, the argument had escalated, and she found herself saying, I'm going for a walk, as she slammed the door behind her. How many times, male or female, have you purposely gotten to an argument? You're tired. You want time alone. You're afraid that your husband might want to make love, or you're afraid your wife might want you to sit there and listen to her. So you end up in this argument knowing that the end result will be you sleeping on the couch or arguing and just rolling over and going to bed. I'm telling you, if you haven't bought Lisa's book yet, go download it from Amazon. Put it on your Kindle or your iPad. By the way, I got this cool new iPad that just came in that's customized to Revolution Worldwide. Just a beautiful gift from Derek Burrows. I love these iPads. You need to go buy one. Listen to this. This is great. And no, I'm not in Revolution if you're brand new. I'm not in any network marketing company. Neither is Jim. We're not doing that. Listen. Look at your behaviors. They are shouting out messages of unmet needs and hidden fear. When you find yourself procrastinating, forgetting appointments, not taking advantage of opportunities, or any other sabotaging behavior, know that these actions are revealing your fear, and fear is directly related to negative beliefs. Now, there's five. You better get out pen and paper now, because now in 10 minutes, we're going to get to the nuts and bolts. Listen. There's five self-sabotaging behaviors. Number one, procrastination. Number two, disorganization. Lord, I hope Lisa doesn't walk into my office. Number three, rebelliousness or anger. Well, there's a reason they call us mavericks. Number four, busyness, lack of productivity and focus. Number five, perfectionism or over-pleaser. Now, let's look at these individually, because if nothing else today, I want this to hit a hole. I want you to say, wow, I want you to go buy Lisa's book, and I want you to dig into it deep. I want you to call her. I want you to be on her website. I want you to get the help that you need. And ladies, if you're listening today, she has a remarkable ability to help empower you and take you to a next level. I love her, and I'm a man. Just think of what it is if you're a peer of hers. You're on the same level. You're a woman. You understand those emotional-driven needs that each of you had. This is some good stuff. Listen. Example of procrastination. Here it is. You put off taking initiative on a task you must perform to accomplish your goal. You wait until the last minute to do an important task. I'm going to tell you what, procrastination has always been one of my strong suits, and that's a negative. Okay? I'm working on it, still working on it. Here is the self-limiting belief. I work better under pressure. I don't want to do what I don't like to do. I've used that excuse. I should do this because blank thinks I should. I've used that excuse. Here's what that hidden fear was. Afraid of success. When I read that, I was blown away. Here's what she writes on this to explain it even deeper. Listen to this. You are addicted to the adrenaline rush that comes from waiting until the last minute and then forging full speed ahead to complete the task. You link too much pain to accomplishing the goal and becoming successful. You're afraid of the changes you will have to make to become a success. What you're working towards is not the reality, is not really your dream. It's someone else's. But you're so deep into it now, you don't know how to stop. Tell the truth, get out of what you're doing, and get on to something that you really love. I did that. I'll be honest, I got so sick and tired of building an organization that I decided, you know what, I'm done. I was in a company, the company pulled out of MLM, I said, I'm done. When I started digging deep into my limiting beliefs, and with the help of Tom Hopp and Lisa and Dondi Scamanci and Maxwell and some of these others, when I finally pinpointed it down, you know what I craved? I craved going out there and serving people who wanted it bad. So I switched gears. And now I get to serve the greatest profession in the world. I get to serve CEOs, I get to serve top leaders, and I get to serve brand new distributors that want it. And no longer am I sitting here working on growing a team of people that really sometimes don't want it at all, but they take up 80% of your time. I'm telling you, Lisa's book will throw this right in your face. She's a beautiful woman. She's got a great family. And she just has this knack of smiling at you and slapping you at the same time and making you wake up and realize what's going on. Those are the type of coaches and mentors that you want in your life. Listen to this. Behavior number two, disorganization, lack of focus. Example of the behavior. You misplace important papers, files, numbers, and belongings. You spend a lot of your time looking for these lost items. You have not created a system, or if you have, you don't follow it. You don't keep good accounting systems. You're not focused. Here's the self-limiting belief. Success has to be hard. To be seen as important, I must have problems. I can always find things in this mess because I work better with chaos. If I don't finish, then I won't fail. That's the dumbest one anybody could say. I don't even want to know, then I won't have to commit. I don't want to look too successful. People might call me egotistical. To be focused means I have to commit. It's lonely at the top. Hidden fear. Again, afraid of success. Listen to what Lisa writes. You believe success has to be really hard, so you attract more problems than you really have. You think you have problems mean that you look successful. You are scared to death to get committed to a project, a relationship, or a responsibility of any kind. You are afraid of what would happen if you got really serious towards something and succeeded. Whoa. She goes on to write, you are afraid to be responsible to someone because you don't want to let them down. If you don't make any commitments, then you won't ever have to grow up. You're living someone else's dream. Man, when I read that, I thought, wow, I know people that way. Listen to behavior number three, rebelliousness or anger. Here's the example of the behavior. You connect pain, loss of control, or loss of self to your goal. Even though you may say you want to achieve this goal, you actually repel the opportunity so you won't have to experience this pain and negative connotation. You see deadlines, bills, and taxes as signs of authority. You hold off paying bills to control your money. You rebel against a deadline because it is a system of control over you. The self-limiting belief. This is powerful. Listen to this. I don't want to do what I don't like to do. They are out to get me. You can't make me. Successful people don't have to do this. People expect too much from me. Ever heard of those? Listen to this one. The hidden fear is afraid of failure. You are afraid of being out of control. You put something off that you say you really want because you feel that you would have control, that it would have control over you. Your goal is not congruent with your beliefs. I believe that's a lot of times why people fail in direct sales. You have to make this switch. If you don't, you will fail and continue to fail, and you'll fail in every aspect of your life. Belief number or behavior number four, busy but unproductive. Whoa, I know a lot of people that way. Your schedule's overloaded. This is the behavior. You are into everything. You love to try different things. To experience a lot of diversity, you get bored easy, so often you don't finish projects before moving on to the new ones, the exciting ones. You say yes to everyone who asks for your help. You sometimes cause arguments, pick fights, and you don't know what you're even angry about. I know a lot of people who, quote-unquote, multiple streams of income that are just like this. It's sad, and they don't succeed at any of it. You know, the good book says this. It says, you cannot have two masters. Don't try to build two direct selling companies. I'm going to tell you that right now. It will not work. I'm going to be interviewing a guy next week that is one of the most successful networkers I know. He tried this. He failed. He went back home. He's building it again. Listen to the self-limiting belief. There's never enough time. Successful people look busy. Hear these before? It's funny. If I say no, people won't like me. I just can't say no. My life is a soap opera, and I'm the star. If it's not one thing, it's another. The hidden fear here, you're afraid of success and failure, so you never finish anything. And if you don't finish, you can't fail. See, if you commit to one thing, you are terrific of getting bored with it. If you commit to one thing, you are terrified of getting bored with it. If you complete tasks within ample time, you would miss the adrenaline rush that you receive from procrastinating. You believe you need to look busy to be successful, so you occupy yourself with little tasks, but never get to the one thing you really need to complete. And the fifth behavior in our last few minutes, perfectionism, the overpleaser. The behavior, you read and reread training manuals, and you don't begin the process until you've mastered the training. You avoid confrontation. You would do almost anything to a please an angry client, friend, or spouse. The self-limiting belief, this has got to be right. I'm good at this. This should be easy. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Anything worth saying is worth doing perfectly. If you succeed at this, they expect everything. The hidden fear is failure. Lisa writes, you fear making a mistake and being found out that you made mistakes and that you aren't perfect. You fear being out of control of a situation and losing face or being rejected by others. Folks, you've got to break through this. Go buy Lisa's book. Look at yourself and figure out specifically what you need to do to change. And in the last 51 seconds, because I just saw his hand go up, I want my bestest buddy and my co-host, Jim Gilhouse, to speak his mind.
Good morning, my friend. I just wanted to remind you to let everybody know that this afternoon on our on ACES, we've got Mr. Kevin Thompson, MLM attorney, and we're going to be talking about what's in the news and how we can enhance the worldwide image of the home-based business industry through our integrity and our actions.
I love that. I did do that at the top of the hour, and we did it now at the bottom of the hour, and you are my hero. Thank you, Mr. Jim Gilhouse. Folks, be on Aces Radio Live, 5 p.m. Central this afternoon, because you do not want to miss Kevin Thompson and what he has to say. He is one of the most influential MLM attorneys out there. He's an advocate for both good companies and the distributors that are behind them. Folks, have an awesome weekend. Live life like it's an epic adventure, and we will see you Monday morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.